Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, I'm in San Diego, California. It's August 2nd. Can you guys believe that? August 2nd. I'm so surprised. Like, wow, time is passing fast. It always seems to pass fast after my birthday. I turned 56 about less than 3 weeks ago. Well, yeah, it's been about almost a month. So I'm in San Diego, California, because I had my chaplain weekend. So what I do is because I have my kids at home, I just take off to somewhere so I can be able to. Well, normally we are in Utah, St. George, Utah, and meet in person, but this time we're doing Zoom. So I just took an opportunity to just travel someplace that I hadn't been forever and do my class all day yesterday like I did and then just relax the rest of the time. I'll leave tomorrow morning. Let me pray us in. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. I pray that whoever receives this message, that it would be something they need, or if they know somebody that could receive this message. All right, today's is pretty funny because, you know, I was sitting yesterday. I wanted pizza, but I wanted like a local pizza, but it depends on what side of town you go on. Some or all like taco shops, you know, fish restaurants. I had fish the night before, so I didn't want it. So I finally found a pizza place called Mountain Something Pizza. It was really, really good. I have to be honest. It was really excellent. Loved it. I got that and some chicken wings, and they burnt the chicken wings by accident, but they tasted delicious, so I was very, very excited. So anyway, so I'm just sitting there minding my own business, drinking my tea, because buy wine to go and take it with you in the car, but you can't drink it outside. That's just crazy. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this man and lady talk. So before I get into what they were saying, ladies, this is just for ladies because I saw this lady do this and I felt bad for her, but this always goes along with, what do you feel about yourself? What do you think about yourself? Do you love yourself? Because if you don't, the scenario in this story could happen to you. Now, it could be vice versa. It could be a guy. Yeah, and in today's world, because we have so many different kinds of relationships, it could be that. But the point is here, ladies, I'm talking to you specifically. You need to be aware of, one, who you're going out with. Have some expectations. If you don't have God, get a higher power. If you don't have a higher power or God, then you're just answering for yourself. You need a foundation so that you can love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody else will love you. And then some people, well, it's not that they won't love you. Nobody's going to love you as hard as you're going to love yourself first. And take it from me, I've had to learn that the hard way. I love myself. Excuse me, I'm taking a drink of water. Smart water. That I got from the safari little place in San Diego, but that's a whole other story. So anyway, back to this lady. They were both over 60, probably about 65. Well, I'm not even about 61. Okay. Guy and a girl, and the lady's back to me. Her back is to me, but I only can see her hair. I see the guy. He's sort of kind of weirding me out because a couple of times sort of kind of locked eyes with his, and he just was like staring, which was weird, but okay. The thing is, so these people started talking, and she was sort of kind of loud, so it wasn't like I was ear hustling to hear. So this was their first date ever. This is the first time that they met, and they decided to be at a pizza place. Wrong. Ladies, if you have a date, and best that they can do is a pizza place, McDonald's, coffee, you need to move on. Because that's just going to be the extent of the expectation. How you start, even though you're not in a relationship, how you start and your expectations is expectations that will happen to you in the future by that person, by that guy. So I was like, okay, first date, pizza, whatever, okay. Mind you, everybody can't be bougie like me. But I'm sorry to kind of say that's gonna be something you're gonna think about later. Excuse me. So, going on, guy's talking about himself and the businesses he has, and saying all these things that he doesn't like you know, he's against. I think it was something with animals and a couple other things. Sounds like he was trying to impress this lady because she was like, "Oh, that is so awesome. That is like totally what I believe in." So. Okay, he studied your profile a little bit more than you studied his. He's a good-looking guy, but that doesn't matter. So anyway, we're going on to the other parts right here. Again, I'm not ear hustling, but he goes to her, and they're talking for a while, and he says, "Oh, you know, you are so beautiful. I just can't believe it. I can't even imagine how I got somebody so beautiful to date." And she goes, oh, thank you, ladies. I'm going to get to another one, and then I'm going to talk to you. So they keep going on, and then he says, "Your hair is so beautiful. Did you straighten it out?" And she goes, "Yes." And she pulls her hands to her hair and fluffs it all up, and it goes flying down. He goes, "That is beautiful. I love that." And she, again, she goes, "Oh, thank you." All right, now, ladies, let me stop you. Now, you're thinking I'm probably being mean, but, you know, cut the compliments. I know I'm cute. I know I'm beautiful. One compliment every half an hour might be, but in the same five-minute scenario, no. And here's why. Check this out. 5 minutes after that, they're eating. They put some pizza in their mouth, and they're not talking for about, you know, a good few minutes. Then they start talking again. And then he says, "You know, I have a nonprofit that I want you to run." Now, this is their very first date ever in person. And this guy already knows that he wants you to run the nonprofit. Because they met online at one of these apps. I was ear hustling that because I was like, whatever, apps, I can't do them. Ladies, if a guy, you know, this is your first date, and you guys haven't known each other for 6 months, and he's already talking, he wants you to run the nonprofit that he has. Actually, he wants to run your pocketbook and you too, and manipulate you while he has another three or four girlfriends on the side, or maybe a wife, okay? Or maybe he's just needing extra money and he ain't all that that he says. Because this guy was saying, "I own this and I own that and I own that." Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to need your fingerprints first. Okay, so, and I'm not playing. Ladies, the point of this short, brief podcast today is, are you in that much of a need of attention? Do you feel that bad about yourself? I'm not saying that this is anybody I know, but this is a situation that I saw in real life, and it scares me because I see it happen so many times, and especially with women over 60, these guys get with them, tell them what they want to hear, and then these women who have saved their money, this lady happened to be divorced, and he was divorced supposedly, but he told her, "Yeah, I had bought my wife, like, what did he say, I think it was Gucci, 12 Gucci purses, and she has all the Gucci shoes, and why would you need to tell her that?" And then he starts talking bad about his ex-wife. Couldn't say not one word bad. Whereas the lady was saying, "Yeah, you know, I divorced my husband, but we get along pretty well. And we don't talk for the most part, but we just are cordial." If he has nothing nice to say about his ex, just think of what he's telling somebody else about you. The point of this whole thing is, God loves you. You are worthy. You're more than enough. You can do whatever you want by yourself or with that right person. Now, just mind you, I need to say this. There are more men in the world than there are women, okay? I mean, excuse me, there are more women in the world than there are men. And depending on the state, it could be like Alaska is 2-1 more men. Is that right? Actually, Alaska's more men there. But we're not all moving to Alaska. Ladies, the point is just be careful. Take care of yourself. Use your brain. Think. Ask a friend. And don't be get caught up in somebody else's drama that may be trying to use your money. That's it. I hope you guys have a great day. I'll see you on Sunday. You are my sunshines. You make me happy, and I'm so glad and so thrilled. Next week, I'll have a special surprise for you guys because I am changing the name of my show. I'll tell you guys why. You guys be blessed. Mwah! We're going to play a song on the way out. You guys rock and roll it. And don't forget 211 in any area you can call to get information on if you need housing, food banks, medical attention. Unfortunately, there's more facilities for women for medical attention than there might be men but you can still call for the information. They can give you referrals for domestic violence referrals. Please, 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 if you're in a relationship and somebody is harming you and your kids, that's not okay. And I know it's hard. You have to take the step to get yourself help. If you're being abused or you think that you want to commit suicide right now, please hang up the phone, call 911, get to the nearest emergency room, and call a friend to help get you there. You're loved, you're wanted, and you're more than enough.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.